Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is August 27th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And if you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find all the updates and the breaking news and all the stuff about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and contact information is all at our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks, and just a small note. If you go to the pastor's page, there's a more at prophecyhour.com, the breaking news is all the news articles, political, non-political, everything. But if you go to the pastor's page where there's a picture of a guy praying, you hit it from prophecyhour.com, you'll find things that we are talking about on radio and more things that catch just, you know, of a prophecy thing or whatever interest, you know, that's more centralized. And I want you folks to notice today, and I just noticed this after Frank pointed it out to me. I heard part, I'm my own worst critic, so I don't listen to my own radio programs. Let's say that, start off. I can't remember, it's been years since I've listened to one of my own radio programs. Years, in fact. So, having said that, I figured I'd do it at the time. Why do I need to go back and listen to it, right? Okay, well, but I caught part of one last week, and I could hear the fan in the background. Now, that fan is our heater, and it's also air conditioner. This little office gets really hot without it, and it gets really cold in the wintertime without it. I'm going to try and shut it off during radio because it sounded like a helicopter. This could be fixed. But our ministry doesn't have money to buy self-canceling microphones and all those background things. So I guess we'll just suffer in the heat until one of these days I get up enough money to upgrade some of our equipment.
I just got a memory from your statement.
A memory?
Yeah, when you said helicopter, I remember the black helicopter error.
Oh, that was the biggest, silliest thing I ever... Yeah, that was what helped lead me on the path to... Okay, let's go backwards in time a minute. Back that time, we were helping out at the Prophecy Club and everything,
yep.
You know, and they came out with that video about the black helicopters, and then you started seeing them. You could see them flying across the sky.
And the men in black?
Well, I didn't... The men in... That has nothing to do with the helicopters. Stop. Don't go on that path. That's a whole other story. Don't get on a rabbit trail. Talking about the black helicopters. Anyway... Where we live at, we're in between two army bases, an Air Force base and an Army base, National Guard base. And so it's a natural path for helicopters to fly over our where we live at to get to the other base.
Right.
And so we saw a lot of them. And so, you know, that what led me on the path to debunking all the FEMA plants at places and the guillotines and all those things, just a load of garbage. You know, it was just a load of hyped up garbage by some people that really just didn't care. And I'm not picking on some people because some of the radio people that put it out were just repeating things that other people told them. So I went through the heart of the matter. And so that's what I do a lot of. I spend a lot of time researching, and that isn't just looking at one or two articles. That's breaking down articles, finding sources, and so on and so forth. So anyway, having said that, I'm going to try to avoid the, and it's already starting to get warm in here, but I'm going to try to avoid the fan. Now, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is Channel Class live on the net. Internationally, it's on YouTube, some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. And if somebody else out there wants to sponsor the program, like come up with $1,000 for some new equipment, yeah, I could have my air conditioner on. So.
Okay, let's thank our listener base with worldwide places like Bogor, Indonesia.
No, we're not in the United States yet.
Coventry, United Kingdom, Mexicali. Would they combine Mexico and California?
Read the whole thing.
Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico. What is that?
Baja California is the bottom part of the peninsula that's named. It's named Baja California, but California is actually a Mexican name. And that's split off. That's just a little place. Now, go on.
Okay, and then let's think our places in the United States as El Paso, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Wichita, Kansas is back to the number one listener, the most listeners that listen to the podcast when it pops later tonight.
Notice Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington are two of the biggest cities that are hit.
We're riding.
We're riding. If anybody wants to over there talk to me or just have a conversation about it, we don't have to do it on radio, but if you wanted to do one on radio, let me know. I'd like to know what's going on over there for real, or send me some videos or something. Connect up with me. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email to radio@massagebranch.org or a text to my phone at 316-619-4886 and let us know what city you're from, especially if you haven't mentioned your city before. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Your Heavenly Father and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. Just bless this program tonight in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Now time for that song.
You'll give an ear to these words I say. Compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. Darkness, they cannot see the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Every single day we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro. A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. Thank you. field is wide, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls.
Well, folks, a very fitting song for the hour, and even now, where this microphone is so super sensitive, I can tap on the keyboard or I can tap on the table and it picks it up. Okay, moving right along from my silly microphone, I'm in really, really deeply troubled. There's so much going on, and I'm just getting it more and more in the spirit. And, folks, we are here's a funny thing that came across my desk today. We're hearing that an asteroid will zoom uncomfortably close to the Earth on the day before election. Why do I even bother to point this out? It's because it's the day before the election. Now, we've had things go by just recently. There was one that came by that was the size of a bus, and it would have hit the Earth. And they're saying that there's a 0.41% chance that this asteroid could enter the Earth's atmosphere, and they claimed that it would burn up before it hit. Well, that could be true, but it could maybe not be true, because it seems like they're getting closer and closer all the time. But let's get into the problems that is bothering me right now. It does seem pretty clear that Democrats plan on stealing the election, maybe even by force or use of the military. We told you about their war games as such that has came to life, that Democrats plan to commit treason against America to prevent a second Trump term. Many are saying it, and we're going to present to you some evidence, and you decide for yourself as normal. Big thing is get prepared. But, so, let's just start right off here.
Okay, Pelosi declares Republicans to be enemies of the state and launches plan to seize the White House by force. The season of treason is here. By Mike Adams. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Demon California.
That's supposed to be
Demon
Democrat.
California.
That's supposed to be Democrat California.
I know. A lot of people put them as demons because they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, has just declared Republicans to be the state enemies of the state and domestic enemies. Further admitting her plan to seize the White House by force, followed by mass arrests of the GOP members and Trump supporters. During the MSNBC interview yesterday, she claimed the domestic enemies to our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States. She then went on to call them enemies of the state. Sounds like she's talking about her and her party.
Well, boy, now listen to me. They go by a book, and it's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And in that, it is part of their playbook to accuse them, to accuse the other side of what you're doing,
right?
Because it takes the public off of thinking that you would do it. So what they are accusing other people of is what they are guilty of doing, which is plain to see anyway.
And I've been taught that all my life. If you're being accused of something, the person that's accusing you is usually the one doing it.
Yeah, so many times that's so true. And when it isn't in their, it falls into a mental capacity, because it's like this. That's what, wholeheartedly, people that are good, if you're a pretty good person, usually think pretty good about other people, because you think about the same way that you are, and you try to apply it to others. So evil people speak from the evil of their heart. They see those bad things in other people because they're fully capable of doing it and are doing it usually. Let's move on.
Okay. This follows her treasonous comments on July 21st when she claimed she was second in line to the presidency, and that Trump would be removed from the White House, whether he knows it or not. Then she explained.
Stop, suck it. That's what she said. She said Trump would be removed whether he knows it or not. Go ahead.
Then she then explained that the White House would be fumigated.
Like you do for bugs.
Fumigated after Trump was forcibly removed. What the heck for? Anyway, coming from the Speaker of the House, these are words of treason against the United States of America. It shows that Nancy Pelosi's plan is to seize the White House by force, declare all Republicans to be criminals of the state, and have them all arrested and imprisoned, if not executed.
Okay, now she didn't say executed. Now that part of it's Mike Adams' exaggeration. I do believe that they are fraught. Well, we'll get to the end of this, and I'll make an explanation, but go ahead.
It also shows that even when Trump secures an election victory on November 3rd, this constitutional republic is not safe from the insurrectionist schemes of lawless Democrats who plan to carry out a military coup against America and forcibly remove a duly elected president while claiming power for themselves.
Now
isn't that something? They want to use our military, but they sure didn't want to build it up strong. They wanted to tear it down weak, and then Trump builds it up, and now they want to use it, really?
Okay, now, first off, in order for them to use the military, there are several circumstances that would have to happen, and the military would have to step up. But you have to remember, a lot of the military, the top leaders were replaced by Obama, and so top military leaders are. And so it just really a lot of factors in control here. So let's go on. I'll talk about it at the end.
The obvious upshot here is that millions of armed patriotic Americans will be needed to secure this election against the nefarious schemes of treasonous Democrats who will try anything to seize power for themselves and destroy America as we know it.
Now, I agree totally with that. And so right there, it says civil war. And I do believe that there's a lot of patriots that would do that. And they could do it more easy than the military could, because you would probably, in this kind of situation, you'd have the military split up as to who to follow and who not to follow. This isn't adding up good. Go ahead.
Okay, the Democrats hate this country, but they claim that they want to rule over it. In reality, they obviously want to burn it down and destroy it. That's their goal. The Democrats' chaos agenda for the 2020 election, ultimately the Democrats are pushing a chaos agenda for the 2020 election, hoping to unleash so much violence and chaos that Trump's victory will be rendered uncertain for as long as possible. What Democrats are really hoping to do is sow confusion and chaos, claiming Trump didn't win all the way through January 20th, after which they'll claim Nancy Pelosi is the legitimate president since the outcome of the election can't be determined.
Okay, stop.
Now, I got a question. Has Trump even got a full cabinet yet?
I don't know. Let's not go down that path. We have too much other to talk about. Anyway, so moving back to this. So Pelosi, there's the point. Whoever is Speaker of the House, if by January 20th, the time that the president is supposed to either leave office or stay in office and be sworn in, if they've created enough chaos with the mail-in ballots and all those things, then very simply, whoever the Speaker of the House is on whatever side, whoever's got the majority, will appoint a Speaker of the House, and that Speaker of the House will become president until it's decided by the courts. Let's say that Pelosi did go in and did that. Then what would happen would be that she would immediately go in and start firing people and replacing people and doing a whole bunch of things to stop even the courts from making a decision. It's not good. Go ahead.
Okay, I've already read all that. Okay, the Democrats will, of course, have a complicit treasonous media backing them all the way. And we're already seeing that collusion underway as the media whips up irrational hysteria over the United States Postal Service, creating a blame narrative in advance to explain how they claim the election will be stolen by Trump. By Trump or from Trump?
By Trump.
By Trump.
Okay, here's what their scenario is. First, they're claiming that Trump's the bad guy. Remember, they're the bad guy.
Right.
So they're claiming Trump's the bad guy.
Right.
So that's why they want to do mail-in ballot to convince you that he's going to steal the election unless we do a mail-in ballot.
Yeah, and I've seen or heard somebody say just last week sometime that there was collusion with Russia, but it was the Democrats, not.
Well, everybody knows that. That's not new. The only people that colluded with Russia was Hillary Clinton, who bought the thing from the Democrats and the rest of Democrats. Okay, move on.
Already clear the Democrats realize they can't win this election if it's fair and free. So they're resorting to setting up blame narratives and conspiracy theories so they can attempt to remove Trump by force. The important takeaway from all this is that if Trump supporters just sit on their butt cheeks, okay,
and watch
all this unfold, the Democrats will succeed in the military coup. Defending Trump and America against treasonous anti-American leftists is going to require hundreds of thousands of armed patriotic Americans converging on Washington, D.C. to halt that attempt, military coup, and left-wing attempts to overrun the White House and the Capitol building.
Right. He goes on to say, prepare to defend yourself, patriots, and he's telling people that they do need to be ready. Well, amen, I do agree that it's going to take America. It may come down to a civil war. If it comes down to a civil war, it's not going to be the military that saves us. It's going to be the American people that rise up and save it. And let's go with this. That is why the Constitution that says that we need guns anyway is for something like this. It has nothing to do with hunting. Well, folks, find us at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. We got to go for a break, and we'll be back in when?
4 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Father, thy word is true, gift of love from you, faith you chose to see your children through. So take me by the hand, walk me through this land, the Holy Spirit leads me closer to you. Today you wash my sins away through thy put my trust in you, and you call me friend. Your grace is sufficient for my life. It fills my every need. I know your love for me will always be. Oh, what a Savior. Has paid the way for all to be saved, even those that lost their way in sin. My vision for the weak, your word we must speak, it's a lamp unto our feet to guide us home. The day you wash my sins away, new life. Put my trust in you, and you call me friend. Your grace is sufficient for my life. It feels like every need. I know your love for me will always be. Oh, what a Savior. Your praise my heart will sing. Your praise my heart will sing.
After the children of Israel were in the promised land,
and the sacrificial system for atonement of sin was in place, they still had a choice to make. Would they continue to serve the gods of their fathers, or would they put away those gods and serve the Lord? Joshua cautioned the people that their willful association with other gods would not be forgiven. He warned them that the Lord would turn and do them evil and consume them even after he had done them good. Joshua petitioned the people, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And the people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." We know from the biblical record that the children of Israel did not put away the paganism that was among them. Because of that, they were sold into the hands of their enemies, and when they cried unto the Lord, he told them to go and cry unto the gods that they had chosen, and let those gods deliver them. The very same pagan gods and goddesses which the children of Israel refused to put away in Joshua's time can still be found by one name or another in the organized church of today. Balaam is the equivalent of the sun gods celebrated on December 25th, and Ashtaroth is now known as Easter. We too have a choice to make. Who will we look to in the time of our distress? Psalms 34 tells us that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Proverbs 28 says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to Size Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. We'll get right back into this. We're laying out a scenario, folks. If you didn't catch the first part of the program, we're talking about, we have Pelosi laying out, and the Democrats looking like they're laying out a plan to cause chaos to not get an immediate reaction or, you know, clear winner with the vote on November 3rd. So anyway, we're going to read something from Representative Corinne Shaw. He's the GOP guy that's over there in Congress that's got one eye. He has an Army veteran. And Corinne Shaw says Democrats are building a tale that if Trump gets reelected, it will be illegitimate. This is from Fox News.
The fact that Hillary Clinton urged Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden to not concede defeat on the night of November 3rd election, no matter the circumstances, is eerie, said Republican Dan Crenshaw, Republican Texas, said on Wednesday. Crenshaw, who will be addressing the Republican National Convention on Wednesday night, also told Fox and Friends that Clinton's warning to the former vice president further proves that Democrats are building the narrative that if President Trump gets reelected in November, it will be illegitimate. Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance, Clinton said in an interview on Showtime's The Circus, which was partly released Tuesday. Because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Okay, stop a second. Traditionally, you know, we are supposed to, like I told you during break, we're supposed to have a peaceful transfer of power. One side's supposed to concede if there's a clear winner, but what they're trying to do is not only try to say that there isn't going to be a clear winner. Even if there's a clear winner, they're going to contest it. Go ahead.
Okay, but Clinton suggests that the election will be close, accusing Republicans of trying to tamper with the results by messing up absentee balloting to secure a narrow advantage in the Electoral College. We've got to have a massive legal operation, Clinton said, a former Secretary of State under then-President Barack Obama said. that's ridiculous.
Okay, all I know is that the Biden campaign's working on that. Yes, the Biden campaign already has an army of lawyers set up to go out to all the states and contest the vote no matter what. Now, they're already prepared to do this. These comes by, see, I read articles every day. You put bits and pieces together. I can put the whole scenario together because I read from many, many different sources. And
so they're already on their plan. They already know what they're going to do. They've already revealed their plan, so we already know what's coming.
We do, but there's not much we can do about it. But
right?
Me and you might know, but these folks out here listening to radio don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
How bold she is with just laying out their plan like that. And we all know that's the plan, right? Create as much chaos around the elections as possible, Crenshaw said on Wednesday, reacting to Clinton's comments. He went on to say that people should find it very suspicious that Democrats don't want any regulations on our institution of voting. Crenshaw went on to explain that Democrats have built a narrative, don't concede, universal mail-in ballots, no voter IDs. They've started to build a narrative that if Donald Trump gets elected, it will be illegitimate, and now they're laying out their plan, he continued. Millions of Americans are expected to vote by mail this November due to the coronavirus pandemic, increasing the chances the winner of the presidential race won't immediately be known on election night. State election officials in several key battleground states have warned it could take days to count the votes, given the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots they expect to receive. Democratic leaders have accused the White House of trying to hamper mail delivery and suppress votes. If we're all being honest and have got a bunch of problem solvers in a room and say we want an election that is verifiable and secure so we all know what our vote counts, obvious elements of that is in-person voting and voter ID, Crenshaw said on Wednesday. Everybody would agree on those common sense elements, so you could find it very suspicious that these are the things the Democrats fight against the most. Then, and he then asked, why is that? It's very, very strange that, and it's because they want to create chaos in the election, Crenshaw said. They want to be able to tinker with the chaos and claim victory even when they didn't win.
All right. Now, see, they control most of the news media, and the news media is going to come out and say this was illegitimate and that, Biden won and all that. Get ready for this. This is going to be a big deal. Now, while I was putting this together yesterday, Al Gore came out and said if Trump lost the election but refused to accept the results, Gore said he believes the military would intervene. He noted under the parameters of the Constitution, Trump's last day in office is January 20th, 21. They act like it's already a foregone deal. Why do they act like that? Because they haven't planned. Stated simply, whoever is sitting Speaker of the United States would become president on noon on January 20th, 2021, if the Electoral College has failed to elect someone. Clearly, we should be able to see that this is a plan coming forth, and they're trying to get you ready for what they're about to do. Now, let's add to that from what Mike Adams said that we found today, and I'll sum it all up in a minute.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has just declared, I don't think there should be any debate. Assuredly claiming...
Observe. That's just stupid.
Right.
Stupidly claiming...
that Joe Biden debating with the President of the United States would dignify Donald Trump and therefore cannot be allowed to take place. The Democrats are now conceding the election to Trump, realizing that their brain-damaged candidate, Joe Biden, cannot form complete sentences except in offline, heavily edited videos. Asking Joe Biden to debate in a live format would be like asking a house cat to use a typewriter. You'd end up with nothing but random garbage output. The plan of the Democrats is Operation Chaos, cause so much chaos and confusion that the election results can be thrown into doubt all the way through January 20th. At this point, Nancy Pelosi will declare herself to be the president, claiming the election outcome for Trump, Pence, is uncertain. The complicit treasonous media will go along with the ploy while an army of left-wing lawyers files endless legal claims as a delaying tactic. Democrats have already explained that they intend to call the United States military to remove Trump by force if he refuses to concede the election, even if he wins. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said this herself when she recently called Trump and all the Republicans enemies of the state, a claim that you'd expect to hear in a former Soviet Union, not a constitutional republic.
Okay. Well, let's put some of this together. Pelosi started it today, and the news media is just now starting to talk about it, saying that Biden shouldn't. Now, she didn't formally concede that they lost. That's Mike Adams saying those words. But here you go. You have them. They don't want Joe Biden to even debate. They're not even worried about it. There's no way Joe Biden can win this election in any way, shape, or form. He didn't get any kind of bump coming out of the Democratic convention, and the Republicans are all fired up to vote. The independents, they had another poll. They're 27% more likely to vote for Trump than they are for Biden, and that basically takes the election, because it's not really mostly about Democrats or Republicans who cause it, because Republicans vote Republican mostly. Democrats vote Democratic mostly. It's the people in the middle, the independents, that decide the thing. And the independents are 27% over towards Trump. Also, we have the black vote way up. We have a silent majority in this country that people, when we've covered it on radio before, that people are afraid to voice any kind of anything for Trump because they get fired from their job or physically attacked and so on and so forth. I believe that overwhelmingly that Trump will win. And the only thing that will keep us from utter total chaos is going to have to be a resounding win. It can't be close. But, you know, they're going to try to do that. California, and in their scenario that they played for, California would even threaten California. And I don't remember. It was a couple of other states would even threaten to succeed from the United States, you know, and so on and so forth. These people are gearing up for this. They're gearing up for it. We also know that we've seen with proof that they're arming. These people in the street are starting to show up with guns. You know that? They're like the kid that they arrested for shooting two people. They were attacking him first, and they arrested him for murder. How'd they arrest him for murder? That's because it's in a Democrat city, and a Democratic prosecutor arrested him.
The guy that shot the guy, his attacker, I've seen that video. They were attacking him.
Right, but there's actually a series of about three videos. What you see is the one that you're seeing is the last video where they hit him and he falls to the ground, and then he shoots the two people.
Right.
Okay, but there's another person that got killed before that. So there's more to the story, but it was still all self-defense.
Right.
It was all self-defense. But the other side is showing up with guns. They've been showing up and shooting people and doing things. We have proof that it came from China. They intercepted fully automatic weapons coming from China into the United States to be distributed to Black Lives Matter. They are preparing for an all-out civil war because they are not going to lose this election. It's all or nothing. Now, could a miracle happen? Yeah, the father could intercede and a miracle could happen. And there not be that violence, but I just don't believe it. Mm-hmm. I really think this is going to go to violence. let's see where we're at here. Okay, mm-hmm. We already did Clinton. Okay, folks, just a minute. Let me get up here to where my notes are at. Anyway, so simply stated, she would become, let's go like this. If it's very simply stated, anybody who is the Speaker of the House. Now, here's an out for us. If, per se, that the people vote, here's how it can be stopped. Here's how this whole plan can be befuddled. They're banking on that they're going to keep the House. You understand?
Right.
The House of Representatives. She is the Speaker of the House. But if the American people rise up and vote and we take the House back.
And as the Republicans get the House, right?
And then the Republicans get the House, then what will happen? It would, yeah, it, the Speaker of the House would still become, if it was still undecided, the Speaker of the House would still become the President of the United States. But that would be decided by Congress, and it would be decided by the Republican side. So they, the Republicans would be willing to put somebody in, their Speaker of the House, and he would, you know, concede. He wouldn't destroy everything waiting on the courts to decide. You see what I'm saying? So that is our out. Now, we should be able to see all this coming forth. Now,
especially since she's let the cat out of the bag and let us know her whole plan.
Okay. Now, I, you know what, well, by radio reports, the things that I've read in the news, and not by any confirmation that says, thus saith the Lord, you know, we've been looking at, and everybody's talking about, especially Stan with the Prophecy Club and some others, and everybody's commenting on, making their own comments on Dana Coverstone's videos. You know what I'm saying? The ones that you listened to, and I had interviewed him on radio. That saw upsetting, at first they saw no president in the Oval Office after the election. That was what he had saw. He saw chaos, he saw Russians and people with blue hats and all kinds of things, and all kinds of chaos. Well, I'm not saying Dana's wrong, but for those that like Dana, you should go over to the pastor's place, and there is a what he called a transcript that I got from Stan Johnson, who transcribed his radio program for me, and I put it over there on the pastor's page so he could they could read his original dreams and vision. But he's had a bunch of them since. I haven't been able to keep up with them. One of those that came out about 2 days ago actually shows, it looks like it shows that Trump won. It also looks like that Nancy Pelosi and Biden wasn't really in the picture, but Nancy Pelosi and who is that woman? Kamala Harris, which, by the way, we're going to be talking about in the next radio program with Carl Gallup. He's going to be talking about whether she's really even eligible to run or not. And Carl Gallup, Pastor Carl, is actually on the posse that proved that Obama's birth certificate that they put online was illegitimate. So that's going to be a real interesting program. And I'm going to talk with Pastor Carl in the next program today. But the point is that, so Dana's, and I haven't been able to break it down, and I haven't seen any kind of transcript from it or anything, but it looks like Trump wins, but it looks like there's major rioting and burning all through the United States and so on.
And what was you going to say about Harris and
Pelosi? Well, it's kind of hard to explain about because I only heard the vision once, but you know, visions work in different things, and you know, it's kind of hard to explain. He's seen Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris in a donkey cart, and chaos all around them, and you just have to listen to the dream. I can't even explain it to you. But so, folks, but if you want a link to that dream, it's over there too in the pastor's page, and you just listen to it for yourself. I don't know if Dana's dreams are from Yahweh or not. I don't know that they're not. I don't know if they're just of his own mind, because I'm not Dana and I'm not Yahweh. A lot of people are banking on that they are 100% from Yahweh. Well, usually it comes from two or more witnesses when it is. Not saying that he isn't right, because if you take the Yahweh factor out of it, I believe, I just sit here and told you, from the news media, it looks like there's going to be utter chaos at the election time.
No, I believe it.
And what does that mean? What does that mean? If possible, let's go with it like this. He had a dream the other day, and I guess in it, Trump wins. If you want to hear the new dream, go to the pastor's place. I think it's getting worse and worse, folks. If you're in a major city, you need to get out, or if at the very least, move as far as you can away from the downtown areas, especially if it's a Democrat-run city. I think you can already see that for yourself. We've been telling you for years to get out of the big cities. Small towns are better. I really believe Trump will win, but as I said, I'm not saying now that they are not going to, because I don't believe they're going to concede. And they're hoping enough confusion will happen so Pelosi can stay in office. They seem really, really, really sure of themselves, as you can tell from the reports. You know, it sounds like it's a done deal. What I believe...
So you think they're going to steal the House vote, too, and keep her in there?
That isn't as easy, because House votes is just simple state-by-state vote. You know, even if in every Democrat state they kept the House votes, I mean, it's just too hard to do that. Presidential race is a different thing. The House votes are different because that's decided each individual state and so on and so forth. But I believe, folks, that you need to get stocked up. On the other side, I still think Trump will win on the other side, but you need to be able to stay inside, be able to, if you need to be able to stay home or inside through November, December, or really enough food, water, and resources until spring. That's my warning to you. Be prepared for this to be a tough winter. And the fodder could intercede simply by freezing everything. So, you know, people don't normally get out and riot when they're cold.
Right, and I don't get how they can go do their rioting and their terrorists and their stuff, but they can't go vote. I mean...
They're Democrats. It's just all... That's because it's all a lie.
Yeah, it is all a lie.
It's just all a lie. But let's go with this. These states, and it's all happened in Democrat states, even if they get arrested, they're let out on bail an hour later.
I've seen that.
With no bail. They just let them out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're not even making them pay a bail.
And in most of the states, a lot of those states, they're just dropping the charges on them. So they're just prosecuting. And what one black man had a real big thing today, he was telling about how over there where they're doing that rioting in Wisconsin, he knows those people are coming from out of state. Sure they are. They bust those Black Lives Matter people around, and they got millions and millions of dollars in their coffers. They're being paid. People like George Soros and Walmart and all kinds of people are donating millions and millions of dollars for them. Anyway, so I think we're going to see through this winter a big uptick in the people that we have to feed. I really do, because that's the way it's all going. The food shortages, like we talk about getting that food truck sometimes, it's getting down to where they don't have anything to donate to us. Why? Because they're not getting the donation.
Right.
And why is that? Because the stores aren't donating, and the stores are cutting back because they don't want waste and so on and so forth. So we really do need your support. We need to get things for first aid, and we need to get things like pasta, vegetables, dinner plates, and other things stocked up so we can keep feeding the people. But make sure you're stocked up first. Also, it's coming out. The United States is warning due to COVID. And remember what happened else that we've been talking about this year, food-wise?
The meat?
Yeah. No. What was it that was plaguing the people in Africa and all over?
Oh, the locusts.
The locusts. Well, that's caused a huge food shortage on top of COVID. And so this winter is going to be a dead food shortage, not only in the United States, but mainly, you know, in those countries
right.
over there. But it's also going to filter back to here. So there's all kinds of food shortages coming. Right now, a lot of people have gotten easy because why? They think that, you know, because in stores, mostly, you know, meat prices are kind of getting back to normal.
Right.
You know, but that's not going to be around very long. It really, really isn't. And so you need to pray about getting yourself stocked up. You can't just have a week's supply of food or 2 weeks. You need to get stocked up for months at a time, a couple of months, or you're just not going to have meat. Make sure you got something to eat, beans and rice or something, but you're not going to have meat and other things. I pray I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, guess what? You still got meat to last you through the winter. It ain't like it's going to go bad if you got a freezer and you put it in it. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But it goes with everything. So you need to get stocked up and ready. I really do feel that this is what's going to happen this year.
Okay.
Well, we still got a couple of minutes. I'm just turning it over to you. Let's see if you got something to say.
Well, I did, but my brain stopped when you pointed at me.
Well, that ain't right. You're supposed to help me in this and not just have, okay, it's your turn, and then just be quiet.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a story. Today I went to get the hygiene products for the hygiene bags for the people at the church, and Mom got me hooked on these Philly cheesesteak sandwiches from Spangles.
Your
so
mother.
I figured I'll just go. Yeah, my mom, she's passed away now, but I remembered her today, and I thought, well, I'll just stop by her. It's a block from the church. And I had to wait on the exterminator lady that comes once a month. I had to wait on her for a little while. So anyway, I went through the drive-thru, and when I went up to the window, I went to hand the girl my card, and she said, oh, don't worry about it. The lady in front of you paid for your dinner. I just literally started crying. I said, are you serious? And I was like, I was trying to reach out, hey, come back here so I can tell you thank you.
Well,
it just really made me feel good.
Right, but that's the point, is to help people without getting a thank you in return. So if you would have been able to catch that lady and tell her thank you.
It would have ruined her blessing, and I know that, but it's just a feeling that you
have.
Yeah,
I get it.
And I was like, and that lady said, well, don't cry. Just have a blessed day. And I said, oh, I will. It's just so special.
My big thought is, did you make sure you had a big meal out of it? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I had Philly steak, french fries, and pop, like I always get.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, sandwich, fries, and a drink.
Right. Amen. Well, see, that is a and see, it made your day. And so you can do simple little things like that, people to bless others. That's why I say, always, always, always be a blessing to others. You don't know how a small best blessing of even stopping and saying thank you or hello to somebody can change their day, or maybe even stop somebody from suicide.
Right, that's true.
And so always, always, always be a blessing donor, folks. You, all the talk about you should. You know, I want to talk about something. I try to stay off of, I try to just send stuff to Facebook without making any comments, because I got a large, large following over there because it's used for ministry and not my personal. And anyway, there's these pastors that keep putting out. So we got to go do Christ's work and get out of, we're not going to comment on the elections or the evil people on the other side or whatever. We shouldn't be doing that. We need to be about Christ's work. Really? That's the attitude that got us where we're at right now.
Exactly.
So here's my ask to the body of Messiah. If Christ's work isn't pointing out sin, then whose job is it?
Right.
Whose job is it? Who else would do that?
That's how the sin got where it is now. It's why it's so acceptable now, is because the ministers gave up preaching about how bad it was and you need to repent and turn to Christ. And so now it's okay. You're covered by grace.
Well, that's
you can't sin and be covered by grace. No, that's not how it works.
Okay. Only got a minute. So here's the point. They want to tell you that. Okay, so you don't warn these people, and you don't warn. So what do? They're going to warn themselves, right? The evil person is going to warn themselves. That isn't how it works. That's why there's ministers and everything else, watchmen, most of them want to call themselves watchmen. This is the watchman's report.
What are they watching, people, Sam?
Well, you know, the scripture for watchmen says that if you see if you don't warn the wicked of your way,
and
they fall in their wickedness, and you don't warn them, then their blood is on your head.
Right.
But if you do warn the wicked of your way, then the blood is on them, and you've delivered your soul.
Right.
And that's, folks, that's in Ezekiel 33:18. Go read that verse.
So the watchman's supposed to watch for the sin and then warn the people that they're sinning in hopes that they will repent and turn away from their sin, not say, oh, it's okay, you're covered by grace.
Okay, I got to tell them how they can find us. If you wish to make a donation, pray about it, but you can donate online or over the phone or mail a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com, prophecyhour.com. If you don't want to help us before, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. But remember, folks, remember, just be a blessing to others. Okay, want to say goodbye?
Psalm.
Okay, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the word of the Father. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.